live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson is urging people to put pressure on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to support his No Consent, No Sale bill, which would curtail the rights of banks to sell homes to vulture funds. It's been confirmed that boundary changes in Donegal, which came in before May's local elections, will be fully implemented at the end of the year. A driver stopped by Gardaí in Letterkenny is due in court after being found to be driving under the influence of drugs on Wednesday evening. A person has been rescued from the River Foyle today, and the future of Inishtrahill Island will be discussed at a public meeting tomorrow. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferriter. But first to news, the Taoiseach says there's no basis for reopening any serious talks on Brexit with the UK. Simon Coveney says no credible alternatives to the backstop have been put forward by the British government. The government here is open to changes if they achieve the same goals as the backstop, preventing a hard border with the North. But Simon Coveney says there's now a level of frustration at a lack of movement from the British government.
I think you saw that yesterday when Michel Barnier said at the moment there's no basis for the reopening of a serious negotiation, because there's no proposals coming forward. So the next step here has got to be that the British government has to bring forward real proposals in writing that can do the job that the backstop does if they're proposing an alternative.
The Sinn Féin finance spokesperson is urging people to put pressure on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to support his No Consent, No Sale bill, which would curtail the rights of banks to sell homes to vulture funds. Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty says permanent TSB's planned sale of nearly €300 million worth of loans is unacceptable, particularly as the government is a majority shareholder. He was speaking after it emerged that 11 home repossession orders were granted in Donegal between January and June this year, 9 of them relating to family homes. Deputy Doherty says the Dáil has the means to take action.
This bill had passed second stage, which meant it got the majority support of the Dáil, but now Fianna Fáil are blocking this bill from moving past the remaining stages. And as a result of that, what we see now is permanent TSB being given a free hand. It's not the only sale that we've seen in recent months. Permanent TSB has sold up to 10,000 homes over the last period, and this is a bank that is owned by the state. But we've also had AIB, Bank of Ireland, Ulster Bank doing the same. And they're able to do this because the No Consent, No Sale Bill, which is my legislation, which would forbid a bank from selling your mortgage unless you gave consent, is being stalled at this point in time by Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil.
And the argument is, in many cases, were the borrowers offered the same terms that the vulture funds are being offered, it could be a very different story.
Absolutely. Like, these sales are taking place with huge write-downs. They will not offer that to their customers. Look, all the experience tells us, and anybody who's working on the front line with people in mortgage distress will tell you that if you want to try and maintain the roof over your head, then the last place where you want your loan to be is in the hands of vultures. We've seen some of the practices, and this isn't just something that's happening in Dublin or Cork in the major cities. There is not a part of our country that isn't seeing the repossession situation happening. Indeed, here in Donegal, we've seen over the last number of months since the start of the year that 9 family homes have been repossessed. And it is my experience that this is just going to increase.
Leo Varadkar would consider a coalition government with Fianna Fáil after the next election. The Taoiseach wouldn't rule out doing business with Micheál Martin to form the next government. He said that could come through a coalition or another confidence and supply arrangement. But Leo Varadkar thinks a majority or coalition government would be a more stable option.
It's my intention and my plan and my expectation that Fine Gael will win the next election when it comes in May 2020. We'll be the largest party, and as the largest party, we will do what the largest party always does, is seek to form a government, ideally a coalition government with the majority, because while constant supply has worked reasonably well for just over 3 years now, I think a majority government would be better for the country.
It's been confirmed that boundary changes, which came in before May's local elections, will be fully implemented at the end of this year, meaning that from January the 1st, Monarch Cunningham, Mahara Beg and surrounding areas will become part of the Letterkenny Municipal District. However, one Inishowen councillor says there could be a potential issue because long-term road programmes are being devised in each municipal district now ahead of the County Council's forthcoming budget. Councillor Paul Canning says he'll be pressing his Letterkenny colleagues to ensure that the area leaving Inishowen is looked after.
We're starting our budget talks, and in relation to the actual Manor Cunningham, Mahara Beg area, they have informed me that from December onwards that the Letterkenny area will be looking after the Manor Cunningham and the Mahara Beg area, and that ties down the actual roads budget as well, because we will be doing a 3-year and a 5-year programme for our roads, and I was concerned about the roads then falling between two stools. So the council have informed me that that will fall under the Letterkenny remit.
The question of course is, will Letterkenny be considering Manor in its own roads programme? Because just as a programme is being devised here in the Inishowen, it's being devised in Letterkenny now, so presumably Letterkenny will be looking forward and looking at Manor as part of its own responsibilities.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure, because I have colleagues that are Letterkenny councillors, and I will be making sure that they will have Manor as the top of their agenda along with their Letterkenny problem. So I'll be getting on to the Fianna Fáil councillor just to say that Manor Cunningham needs to be looked after.
And in terms of the full council in Lifford, obviously it's meeting at the end of this month. It'll be meeting regularly between now and Christmas. You'll be trying to use your seat in Lifford as well, just to make sure that there is no falling between the cracks here.
Very much so, because it's the roads that I drive every day of the week, you know, and if I can't look after my own roads, I'm no good to anybody else. So, as I say, when we go to Lifford, we will be putting Manor Cunningham, Mahara Beg, all on the agenda, and there is a national primary road that goes through that whole area. So all of that has to be kept on the agenda.
A driver stopped by Gardaí in Letterkenny is due in court after being found to be driving under the influence of drugs on Wednesday evening. Gardaí say they received a report from a member of the public in relation to a car driving dangerously in the town. Gardaí attached to the district drugs unit responded and observed the car driving dangerously on the approach to Mountaintop. The vehicle was stopped and the driver arrested for dangerous driving. A small quantity of drugs were located in the car. The driver was subsequently tested for the presence of drugs in his system. He tested positive for cocaine and cannabis. Talks between farming organisations and meat processors will take place at the Department of Agriculture tomorrow, aimed at resolving the beef prices dispute. Minister Michael Creed is appealing to both sides to enter the meeting in good faith to end the row, which has resulted in many factories stopping production due to blockades by farmers. The Irish Farmers Association says Meat Industry Ireland, which pulled out of planned talks last Monday, and the minister must present concrete and substantive proposals to improve the position of farmers. Hugh Doyle, co-chair of the Beef Plan Movement, wants his members to get a better deal for their livestock.
There has to be mutual respect. We have to sit down at the table as equals. And for the last 15 or 20 years, we have not been equals. Hundreds of farmers have been in contact with me that they've been told the price that they will get for their product in 3 or 4 weeks' time will be another 100 euro less, and that they should be happy with what they're getting. I mean, that is just ridiculous. That is just kicking and kicking and kicking, which is beyond silly.
The future of Inishtrahil Island will be discussed at a public meeting tomorrow. The Inishtrahil Initiative is inviting people interested in the island to discuss how best to protect its heritage and ecology into the future. The meeting is taking place in the Colgan Hall, Carndonagh at 12 noon. The island is one of Ireland's most northerly points, and Sophie Foxley, member of the Inishtrahil Initiative, hopes the history of the island can be preserved into the future.
We're hoping just to bring everyone together who's passionate about Inishtrahil into one room, and we're going to brainstorm what we want the initiative to sort of do in the future, brainstorm some future campaigns, and just see what people want the initiative to be doing. At the minute, we're not really focused too much on sort of developing things on the island to promote tourism to a mass extent. We've recently, over the summer, done a couple of boat trips over to the island to get people to go across just to see the island. Not really to sort of develop, like, we don't want to be putting a Starbucks on the island or anything like that. We're not looking for, like, big mass tourism.
In terms of its ecology, in terms of its heritage, you believe that's something that's precious and needs to be preserved?
Yes, of course. That's sort of the main goal of the initiative, is to spread interest in the history and the wildlife on the island. The ecology of the island is so diverse. There's loads and loads of different types of birds on the island. that it really needs preserving, and the history as well. Without us here, it could potentially be lost. Like, we're the only real organisation that's putting interest into getting people to learn more about the history and thinking about the future of the island.
A person has been rescued from the River Ford today. Shortly after 11 o'clock this morning, Ford Search and Rescue were alerted by the PSNI to reports that a person had entered the water. Two boats, a jet ski and land crews were tasked to the scene. Upon arrival, Ford Search and Rescue crews conducted a coordinated search and a person observed in the water was rescued. The person was stabilised by Ford Search and Rescue emergency first responders and an emergency medical technician on board before being transferred to land to an awaiting support crew. The person was transferred by ambulance then to Altnagalvin Hospital. There's calls on Donegal County Council to install public toilets on Main Street in Letterkenny as a matter of urgency. In its response, a local authority says that there are a number of locations in the town with such facilities, including a public convenience at Justice Walsh Road adjacent to the Main Street, while there are other toilets available to the public in the Courtyard Shopping Centre. But Councillor Kevin Bradley says that there should be public toilets in the heart of the town.
There always was toilets in that Market Square all through life there. They tumbled the Market Square, they left it the way it is. No harm to it. It's a lovely job, but it's not the Market Square. The town's dead. We would need a set of toilets. We need the town restored to the Market Square the way it was and a set of toilets in it. They're saying that there's adequate toilets in the shopping centre, but people shouldn't have to use the toilets in the shopping centre. They should be able to use their local toilets. There is one set of toilets when it is open behind the courthouse at Justice Walsh Road, but besides that, if you needed it, you're in trouble.
The council have suggested that maybe they could go into some sort of partnership with local businesses to use their facilities, but from your point of view, that's not really good enough.
I don't agree on that at all. The public should have their own toilets on the public street. There always was toilets at the Market Square all through life. Eh?
Representatives of school secretaries are to meet with the Department of Education next week ahead of planned strikes. Industrial action is due to be held next Friday over a two-tier pay system for secretaries. Forces says the strike will be at the start of the school day and its members will then work to rule. The union says it will meet with government officials next Wednesday and is willing to talk.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get 15% off your next online order using the code FITNESS. Some exclusions apply.
It's 14 minutes past five and time to latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with the Airtricity League, and Fun Harps hit the road again tonight. They head for the showgrounds to play Sligo Rovers. 8 o'clock's the kickoff time. Oisin Kelly looks ahead.
Fun Harps' battle to secure the Premier Division playoff place continues tonight with a North West derby. Kick-off against Sligo is 8 p.m. and Chris Ashmore and former Fun Harps captain Declan Boyle will have live updates on Highland as from kick-off. Mark Russell is back after suspension for Harps, but Niall Logue is out with injury after picking up a knock last week. Rovers have several players missing, with Banks, Colley and Leverock all suspended, while Ballybuffet native Johnny Dunleavy will face a late fitness test on an Achilles problem before the game. With an FAI Cup semi-final to come against Dundalk, is it a good time to play Sligo? Here's Harps boss Ollie Horgan.
I sincerely hope you're right, Oisin, but to be fair, you know, it can work both ways, and you know, if there are players trying to play for places in the Cup semi-final against Dundalk, you know, they'll be, I don't doubt they'll be anything but very well prepared and very much at it, to put it that way, to Oisin. And you know, Sligo Rovers have never been anything different as regards professional, and I think, you know, we need to be at our very best to get it over.
Elsewhere tonight, Harps relegation rivals UCD make the short trip to St Pat's, while Bohemians can strengthen their grip on third spot in the Premier Division. They welcome Waterford to Dalymount Park, where a win will move them 5 points clear of Derry City in the battle for a European place. Derry played Dundalk in the EA Sports Cup final on Saturday evening at the Brandywell. And a win for Shelburne tonight, away to Drogheda United, will clinch the First Division title for the Dublin outfit and guarantee them promotion back to the top flight.
Oisin Kelly there. In the Irish League tonight, this weekend, starting tomorrow, 2 o'clock's the kick-off time. Institute there at home to Larne. Stuart are still without a win this season. Cole Rain there away to Ballymena United. The Leaders Crusaders there at home to Glenavon. Cross-channel, there's one game down for decision tonight in the Championship. It's Derby County up against Cardiff. 7:45's the kick-off time in that one. Well, in Gaelic games, this weekend's championship action gets underway tonight. Donegal and the Donegal Senior C Championship. There's two games down for decision. Glen Swilly, they play Glen Fun, and St Buran's, they take on Sean McCool's. Both those games start at 6:30. In the Donegal Senior Football Championship, tomorrow in Group A, a game we'll have live coverage of on Highland Radio Saturday Sport. 3:30 is the start time. St Michael's are up against Gwydor. Also in Group C at 3:30, Mulford play Glen Fun, and in Group B at 6:30, Dunlow, they play Naef Connell. Intermediate Football Championship tomorrow at 3:30, it's in Group B, Éireann play St Nolan's. At 6:30, it's Downings against Naevora, and Naef Columkill up against Burt. Moving on to Sunday, in the Senior Championship in Group A at 3 o'clock, it's St Dunan's up against Ardra. Also at 3 o'clock, Killybegs, they play Sean McCool's, that's in Group B. And in Group C at 6 o'clock, Glen Swilly, they play Four Masters. Also in the Senior Championship on Sunday at 3 o'clock in Group D, Mallon, they play Terman. And at 3 o'clock in Group D as well, Bundoran, they play Kilcare. Intermediate Football Championship on Sunday in Group A, it's Red Hughes up against Clohanilly. Naef Breed, they play Naef Alton. And in Group C, it's Naef Columba up against Fannet Gales. Those three games start at 3 o'clock. Well, our championship feature game, as you heard on Saturday, is live from the bridge as St Michael's, they host Gwydor. As St Michael's win will send them to the last eight, while Gwydor, they need a win to stay in the hunt after last week's draw with St Union's. On commentary this weekend is Brenton Devaney.
Is it football meeting anti-football? You know, what we've seen in Mahajan last week. You know, terrible, terrible stuff around a spectacle, and for so many talented players in play, you know, 1-3 to 6 points is hard to believe in. But St Michael's, like, scoring large, is it going to be a question of defence versus attack? And that might play into Gador's hands a bit, you know, and St Michael's obviously had a terrible start last week. He conceded 2-3 before they got out of the blocks. That's not going to work for Gary O'Neill and his team tomorrow. And for Gador, I think the big question has to be that this defensive shape that they're playing, you know, holding back a lot of their better players, are they going to open up and play? Because I think from their game last week, actually, that tactic against the team that mirrors them now, it just doesn't work, you know, it just takes away from the game and from the players' ability in that. So it's interesting to see, will they change tactic in the breaks tomorrow?
Elsewhere in Gaelic games, it's the Tyrone Junior Football Championship quarter-finals. There, four games played tonight. Two of those start at 6:45. Esker Emmets are up against Errigal Kieran. Collegial St Mary's play Brocca Emmets. And at 8:30, it's Drumra Sarsfields up against Kildress Wolf Tones, and Glenealy up against Rock St Patrick's. Elsewhere, the countdown is well and truly underway for tomorrow's All-Ireland Senior Football Final replay between Dublin and Kerry at Croke Park. Kerry, they'll name their team this evening. It's expected around 8 o'clock. Boss Peter Keane has to decide whether to start Tommy Walsh and Killian Spillane in his 15 after both players made an impact in the drawn game. While Dublin manager Jim Gavin, he could ring the changes when he announces his selection. Defender Owen Merchant is understood to be in line for inclusion, with Bernard Brogan a possible to make the match day squad. 6 o'clock's the start time for the All-Ireland final. Moving on to rugby, and Jonathan Sexton insists he's fully fit for Ireland's opening World Cup pool game with Scotland on Sunday week. Injury has curtailed the Leinster out half to just one warm-up game against Wales last weekend, but Sexton is raring to go in Yokohama.
You know, everything will be judged on results and performances after Sunday, so I feel physically very good. You know, obviously I would like to play maybe another game, but a couple of issues prevented me from playing that one extra game. I think I was only going to play two. Yeah, I'm happy with the prep that, you know, physical prep that I did all summer, and then now I'm looking forward to getting stuck into this World Cup.
In local rugby, Ulster Rugby Premiership 2, City of Derry, they travel to play Bangor tomorrow, while Omagh, they're away to City of Armagh. In Rugby Championship 3, Letterkenny, they're at home to Virginia, while Strabane, they travel to play Newry. In Golf Europe, are up in 2, down in 1 in All Square, in the other match on the afternoon, 4 balls on day 1 of the Solheim Cup. They're looking to build on a 2.5 to 1.5 lead that they took from this morning's foursomes. That Solheim Cup's been played in Glen Eagles in Scotland. While on the European Tour, the KLM Open's taking place out in Amsterdam. Callum Shanklin, he leads the way. He's on 10 under par, one clear of James Morrison, who's on 9 under. Paul Dunne's the best of the Irish. He's on 4 under par. Patrick Harrington's 3 under. He still has 3 holes of his round left to play. In the World Rally Championship, it's the Turkish Rally taking place this week. And after today's 7 stages, Finland's Espika Lappi, he leads the way in a Citroen. He's ahead of Sebastian Ogier in second, Thierry Neuville back in third, Chris Meek, he's back in seventh spot. In cycling, Sam Bennett's had to content himself with a third second place finish at this year's Valletta España. The Irish sprinter came home 5 seconds behind stage 19's winner Remy Kivana, while Primoz Roglic, he retains the leader's red jersey, holding a 2:47 lead over Alejandro Valverde with 2 stages of the race remaining. Finally, for this evening, there'll be a reception for Rafał boxer Leah Gallen this evening. It's at 8:30 in Frills of Rafał. Leah, of course, won bronze at the European Youth Championships in Bulgaria at the weekend. There's an open invitation tonight and everyone is welcome. Well, that's all your sport for this evening. Don't forget Saturday Sport tomorrow from 2 to 6. For the moment, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And for weather now, dry this evening with good sunshine and light breezes. It will be dry tonight also with clear spells at first, but cloud will increase overnight and mist or drizzle will develop with lowest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a Sinn Féin finance spokesperson is urging people to put pressure on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to support his no consent, no sale bill, which would curtail the rights of banks to sell homes to vulture funds. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says permanent TSB's planned sale of nearly €300 million worth of loans is unacceptable, particularly as the government is a majority shareholder. It's been confirmed that boundary changes, which came in before May's local elections, will be fully implemented at the end of the year, meaning that from January the 1st, Manor Cunningham, Maharabeg and surrounding areas will become part of the Letterkenny Municipal District. The future of Inish Trochil Island will be discussed at a public meeting tomorrow. The Inish Trochil Initiative is inviting people interested in the island to discuss how best to protect its heritage and ecology into the future. And a person has been rescued from the River Foyd today. Shortly after 11 o'clock this morning, Foyd Search and Rescue were alerted by the PSNI to reports that a person had entered the water. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferrier, and we'll be back again with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamra Mahasa, Colm Ferrier, and Sean in the Prief Scalty Air Highland Radio. Hjol Joe McHugh and Tara Edgehish, a Chang, Coraclam Changa, no Bonskola, Jacadinia. Essay a Ta Sakoraclam Nua, no Plan Ubra, the Wonskolana. Ta Ahri Hil Yagha Masa Coraclam Nua, Erendoi, a Volumian Lani, Barla, August Giliga, Erskull. Dar Larachis, the Kojan Run, Edgehish, Agaskilina, Frastalian, and Coraclam Ergalti, the Gah Hummus, and Ahan Wonskol, Rang the Nain in Sochera, August Rang a Shea and Ahan Skull Sachir, Hogantara McHugh Mollud on Coraclam Ur Ara, Gur Forbirch at On Ahrahi and Doi at Jagas Tar at Changa Snablianti at Alla Chacht. Ta emakti golior fogriha eg ali negeltak ta igor iha kalter yavidis ani jeg barthi het dan fihu de lad and visha chaspanthus alinya the chudjan ali antora actual carol mcgarvey eg lorland fobli gidor august scalty locked ears at charman le feckle august le clostinch at a la kerna he is stays the gallery it's an ashland gidor come I august bay a tronona plain air august iha kaylee on and k a k maher Rorty, but he has social to a club, Oiga Rana Farstia, the Kyol Dowsugus Scaliot, Eg Ashland Rana Farstia, August the Grupa Ogus Connemara, August Wunchers Oga and Cranog, Lechard Lekele, Erika Coulter Comai, August Ta Eha Ward Arniel. And the May Sky Nanali and Tori Duhusaha as Clock Hanili Parcha Sa Kelyaru a Genu Kangal Ejer Tori August and Al Kara August Bay Glory Olu and Kor Bay Chidla Clushdal Eg and Willen Kor Craigan in Donfana he Komai Ta Fogart Janta Erhiv Forest to get a goal and Comortus Bior Oscot August Tashi de Glacu La Hiritish Dan Comortus Shin August Bay Crenu Pobli on Ihekedinia an Orta La Jeg Eg Ostan Yellen and Lachikanen Egisharta Club Tronona Le Play a Yenif Erf Harbert Nigeliga Harter and Walla August Carter Falter River Ka Frastal Erga Frastal Era Crenu Shin Ga Olus Eg Lienra Lachikanen Bunk IE Shin Mohodsha Eli Gulier Slan August Bannocht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, September the 13th. The death has taken place at the Mater Hospital Dublin of Sarah Doherty, Main Street, Clonmany and formerly Ashburn, County Meath. Funeral arrangements to be confirmed later. The death has taken place of Peter Walsh, better known as Junior, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:30 for funeral mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler, burial afterwards in Sheshe O'Neill Churchyard. The death has taken place of Dermot O'Donnell, Fox Hills, Carnamugga, Letterkenny, formerly Railway Road, St Johnston and the United Kingdom. Remains will arrive at St Bathan's Church, St Johnston this evening at 6 o'clock for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral mass in St Bathan's tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery in the family plot. The death has occurred of Helen Elizabeth McKinney, Oatlands, Letterkenny. Helen's remains will repose at her home, Oatlands, Letterkenny, until 9 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only, please. Donations of wish to the Donegal Hospice, Care Pascal Blake, Funeral Director. House private, please, with family and friends welcome. Committal will be strictly private. And the death has taken place of Robert Lowry, late of Dullerton Road. Funeral leaving his son's home, 29 Drummony Road, Burndennet, at 12:30 tomorrow afternoon for 1 o'clock service in Mahara Mason Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in Mount Castle Cemetery. House private, family flowers only, donations if desired, to Melmount Manor Nursing Home.